This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. We just talked to Mary Kay Cabot about the Browns, what's going on with the quarterback situation. She has Flacco 1, Gabriel 2, Sanders 3, and then Pickett on hold, I think it was the best way to put it.
Do you think, before we get back into
baseball stuff, yeah.
Do you think that Pickett immediately loses his standing in the pecking order?
No, I heard that yesterday too. I was listening to some other folks and I was just like, man, it was almost like, oh, Pickett's done.
No.
Not at all.
I agree.
There wasn't one thing that was said about Kenny Pickett that made me think he's out of the race, that he's done.
Now, if he can't practice for 2 or 3 weeks, that's another story. So let's wait and see. I thought Mary Kay's time frame on this was good. Let's see if he can get ready to go practice against Carolina.
Well, okay, so Mary Kay said, right, they're not going to bring in another quarterback.
Well, by golly.
Because we only have five here. So, and by the way, I mean, is it the end of the world if Kenny's needs a little bit more time to heal?
No, actually, it's not.
It almost works out like, okay, you know, we were all kind of planning on this. I mean, I must have said it 100 times. One of these quarterbacks is going to get hurt or traded during this period between now and the beginning of the season. And I'm not saying that because I wish ill will on anybody. It's just the game.
Yep.
Every time you get comfortable and you think something is right and this is the way it's going to work and it's going to, it doesn't. It never does. Never does. So now you're in a situation where I think a lot of people thought we would be in the first place. Flacco, Gabriel, Sanders. It's either Flacco or Pickett that you're going to replace with that number one spot to start the season.
You would think.
I also like the stuff that she's saying about Sanders and that what we're hearing from the media, too, that's out in Brie every day. That Shadur is extremely likable, and in some ways it sounds like we're, you know, you want to root for him. And
sure,
I do. I want to root for anybody that takes a snap for the Browns. So
I like Kelly Holcomb.
That's what I want to hear.
Always wanted to root for Kelly. And Kelly had some big games.
He did have some big games.
Nice fella.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I want to go back to the Guardians now. And you're invited to join in the conversation, 216-474-0092. You know, we got into just the whole gambling thing in baseball, and now you're looking at, you know, you're looking at another situation for the Guardians where they now have two guys on played non-disciplinary paid leave till August 31st due to a gaming investigation. BR, who's a good friend of the show, just sent me a text. He goes, hey, wouldn't this just be a lot easier if the gambling sites would get rid of the, like, these micro betting situations? And if the league started putting heat on the gaming sites to say, you know what, you can't have missed free throws. You can't have rushing for more or less than 4 yards. You can't have...
Who are the leagues to tell the gambling sites that?
Well, they are partners, right? They are partners, and that's one of the things that these leagues came into. It said, look, if we're going to do this, This will give the fans, obviously, transparency. Like, should you be able to bet on balls and strikes? Should you be able to bet on who's going to make the next basket? Things okay, like that. Okay. Micro, they're all tiny little bets within the game
all right.
that I think fans do enjoy doing.
I understand that. It actually makes perfect sense. You eliminate those, then what's next? Hey, did you win? Did you lose? Okay, that's really affecting the outcome of things, isn't it? Ask the
so you're saying it would put
the
more
1919
pressure?
Chicago White Sox.
So you're saying it's better to leave these little
no,
micro
I'm not,
bets?
I'm
in,
not
no?
saying. What I'm saying is, gambling's not going away. So, you know, what are you going to bet on? People are going to bet. If you can't bet on prop bets, you're betting on winning and losing.
Right.
That's a more egregious situation if there was something to come up, I would assume.
So I guess there's a bill in New Jersey that...
Not that this couldn't, you know, I mean, truly, if the Luis Ortiz thing is legit, could throwing a ball in a situation affect the outcome of a game? Sure it could. You know, who's to say it couldn't?
But it's less impactful that if the hitter knows that a juicy fastball is coming right down the middle and it's their favorite pitch and they know they can knock it out of the park every time. You know, once you get into some stuff like that, then you got much bigger problems. But there's a assemblyman in New Jersey that has a bill there now that they're Hutchinson is this guy's name, that he wants to, the pace of micro betting is designed to keep people gambling consistently, making one impulse bet after another.
While watching a game. Yeah.
You know, and we talked about this from the first day this existed. Is micro betting the problem? Well, I'll be honest. Like, when this whole thing went down with Ortiz, I was like, well, I wonder what he's doing. And then when it goes down to such a little thing like throwing a ball or a strike, I don't know. I'm too innocent, I think, maybe to think that, you know, that someone would do that on purpose. But I guess, you know, by the way, can we be honest? Could the Guardians really be the only team in Major League Baseball that would be accused of this?
Well, can
there's no other team in baseball or any other like
well,
no
not
one
yet.
Else? Yeah.
Can I take this in a different direction?
Sure.
Trade deadline is Thursday.
Right.
Depending on who you listen to. And how about if we listen to Jim Bowden, who's been on the station, you know, a lot over the years. Mm-hmm. Jim just was out on the podcast and said he thought Clase was going to the Phillies or the Mets. And he actually said it was Kwan and Clase together going to Philadelphia.
Yeah, there were stories about that over the weekend.
For big prospects.
I had heard that from the Dodgers, though.
If right.
But I read that. I shouldn't say I heard it. I read it.
Bowden actually said Phillies. And, man, if they had a big deal lined up and they thought, okay, we can move on with a different closer, and they can, despite what happened last night, And it blows a trade that could have been franchise changing. How awful, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other thing. As far as we know, we haven't heard from Major League Baseball, hey, these guys are guilty of doing this.
Yeah.
All we've heard is that they're investigating. What if at the end of the investigation, Major League Baseball says, you know what? It was all cleared up. Misunderstanding. It's all good. And the Guardians missed the chance to trade a guy to bring in 2-3 top-level prospects who could have affected this team for years to come. I mean, seriously, I mean, that's, until we hear anything definitive, that was a possibility, was it not? And now they can't do that. If that was on the board, that can't happen.
It's a game changer.
Yeah,
I also
absolutely. That's where I keep thinking, man, if they had something and could have really helped the team by moving a key player without question. But closers are finicky, and you could have moved your closer for a couple of guys who could have been a frontline starter. They've got one of the top young prospects, a pitching prospect in the majors, in Andrew Painter. They have a top-level shortstop prospect. And, you know, if you could have got those two guys in a deal. And, you know, is Clase guilty of anything? We don't know. What he's guilty of is being investigated. That's what we know right now.
So do you think it would be more appropriate to let them continue pitching?
I don't know, Andy. They've not shared what they have. What they have is, yeah, we have an investigation, and they're out for, you know, Class A's out for 5 weeks. Okay. Well, if the investigation proves to be fruitless, which seems unlikely, let's go ahead and say that. Doesn't that seem unlikely?
I'm not passing judgment.
I'm not either. But you don't tell a guy to go home for 5 weeks because you're, hey, we're going to check this out. That's where you let him pitch. You let him pitch if you're just checking it out. But you send him home in a pennant race before the trade deadline. So it smells like there's something here.
I think people...
It could have derailed what could have been a huge trade for the Guardians.
In the real world, though, and I don't know if this is fair or not, sometimes people get investigated for doing things and they get cleared. And exactly, nothing's ever been said.
Which is, you know, what I'm saying. That could happen. And if it does, well, then it takes away an opportunity for the Guardians to have perhaps, potentially, made a trade that they might have wanted to have made with their all-star closer.
And this is why I get real antsy on some of the stuff that I don't feel comfortable talking about sometimes, because the problem with any of these situations, whether it's baseball or it's somebody you work with or you're in another, and somebody gets accused of something and then you find out it wasn't true.
Without question.
The damage has already been done, whether they did something or not. And people will always look at someone and go, oh, well, remember that? They were accused of that. Well, all that takes is a sentence.
But the damage has been done for the Guardians.
Yeah.
In case they wanted to trade Emmanuel Clase. That damage has been done because now they can't trade him. They weren't going to trade Luis Ortiz. You know, Luis Ortiz looked like he was going to be a member of this rotation for years to come, and that still might be the case. But if they were planning to move Emmanuel Clase, man, this is crushing.
All right, so that leads me to the next question. How important is this Bieber start today?
And he's starting in about 46 minutes in Akron.
Is he the is he the biggest commodity they have right now? I still think Kwan is. I just don't know how they give up Kwan either.
Unless, Andy, the only way you trade Stephen Kwan if you're the Guardians is if you know something. And by knowing something, it means you think he's injury prone. I don't believe this. You think he's injury prone. You know, we've gone over how his batting average has dropped consistently throughout two straight seasons now. Is there an issue there? Does he have leg issues? He's had some leg problems in the past. Are you completely certain that he's not returning here when he's up for free agency? Which, by the way, is down the road a couple of years, which is why you want to leave in free agency after the 2027 season? Great, that means we have two more of you. I wouldn't trade him unless they know something. To me, that's the only way you trade one of the few guys on your team who you think is a good offensive player right now.
MLB.com just put out a story an hour ago. Guardians may be shifting deadline plans with Kwan trade a possibility, according to a report.
Well, and if the Phillies or fill in the blank think that Stephen Kwan is their answer and they're willing to part with big prospects and good hitting prospects, you know, you might take a look at this team and think, all right, we're down a starter. Who knows what's coming on with Bieber?
We're throwing in the towel. 100%. If you trade Kwan now, you're throwing in the towel for this year?
Not necessarily.
Don't you believe that?
I would.
The fans totally will.
I would think that's the case, except for one thing. What if you put somebody else in left field and he hits? You bring up your guy Kafis and he hits. Well, okay, there you go.
Yeah, Kafis has struggled a little bit, though.
Yeah, I know, but what the hey? You know, guys come up and hit.
A little bit more on that story, that Athletic's Ken Rosenthal, you know, had said after all this is going down that Kwan is drawing a ton of interest. And Rosenthal named the Dodgers, the Blue Jays, the Phillies, Padres. Seems that we've kind of talked a little bit to be in the mix. At first glance, it might seem odd.
Leadoff hitter.
Again, according to MLB.com, might seem odd for a team that ranks near the bottom of the league in runs to consider moving one of its most reliable bats. But with Clase no longer available as a trade chip, the Guardians may be forced to consider other ways to reshape their roster, including dealing Kwan.
See, to me, dealing Kwan doesn't make you a better team this year.
That's just it. That's why. So
but it might make you a better organization long term.
I'll make
like
this point.
Next year.
I mean, based on what we were hearing out of the clubhouse last night, I mean, if you think they were down yesterday, man, if they trade Kwan, I can only imagine what the rest of the season would look like. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Jimmy D. Haslam, owners, Cleveland Browns, coming up at noon. Their press.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Conference from Berea. Jimmy D. Haslam, their press conference live from Berea coming up at high noon. Right now, we're still talking a little bit about the Guardians. What do you do, Jeff? I mean, it's pretty... It's interesting question now, because you brought it up. Your biggest trade chip is probably, you know,
untradeable.
He's untradeable right now, Emmanuel Clase. So what do you do, and where does this team go? And the decisions they make today may not have been the decisions they were planning on making on Sunday.
Yep.
And so you're sitting, what, four games out in the wild card. The first thing they have to do is shake off last night's loss. Like, you can't sit around and start blaming the entire season. Even if the guys in the clubhouse think that both of those guys are 100% innocent, and you got to go next man up. It's Major League Baseball. It's your profession. You got no choice. Get back out there and play. There's nothing else you can do about it. And then prove everybody wrong. Prove everybody wrong that you can still win. You're four games back in the wild card, and you are, what, nine games back in the Central. And, you know, they were sitting at seven, or they were sitting around seven there for a second where they could have got there.
So, I mean, it couldn't have been a worst-case storyline in this situation, because all this comes out about Clase, and then first game where you have somebody else closing the game and the save gets blown. I mean, okay. I mean, could it be any worse, Andy?
No.
It would have been real simple had last night Cade Smith gone out and got three outs, and you're done. Instead, gives up a leadoff double, and then airmails a bunt throw to first base down the right field line. So, you know, they blow the lead. And the back end of the bullpen didn't look good last night. Hunter Gaddis, Cade Smith, Tim Herron. I don't expect that to be the case. I think those guys are all pretty good. And I think Cade Smith one day will be a phenomenal closer.
By the way, can you give them a pass for maybe having fried nerves yesterday?
No,
there's a little part of me that's what they're human.
You know what it is?
They are human.
Guy airmailed a throw down the first baseline, and that's what it was. And then does he get, you know, if he gets that out, does he get the next two guys? Maybe. Who knows? You know, the one thing, and I am a firm believer that you can get a guy and develop a closer. I've always believed that. Now, that said, good ones are a little harder to come by.
Mm-hmm.
But you see guys pop up all the time who end up getting 30 saves. It happens all the time. I'm sure this organization can do that. My guess is Cade Smith's already the guy. One thing I always thought was interesting, there was a guy that they drafted real high many years ago to come in and be the closer. And he never worked as a closer. But he was one of the best setup men I've ever seen in my life. And Sandy Alomar told me one time, this guy has the nastiest stuff, and I love when they call a pitcher's repertoire stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He has the nastiest stuff of any pitcher I've ever caught in my life.
Mm.
Paul Shuey.
Yeah.
But Paul never worked as a closer. You know? It just, okay, he's not going to be a closer. He's going to be the setup guy. And I don't think Cade Smith is a similar type of guy. But just keep in mind, though I think you can come up with somebody, I would think it's Cade Smith. We'll see.
Jeff, don't you think at some point, and I would think analytics would, this is one of the few times where I think analytics would back me up. Because I listened to a little conversation this morning that I was like, I don't know if I 100% believe that. And then.
You're going to use analytics to back you up.
Well, I just
where's
gotta
Menigan
believe,
when we need him?
Don't you think that analytics at some point would tell you that the whole notion of having a closer is kind of silly?
Yep. Yes, actually.
It is. And I'm not, again, I'm not, it's a very,
Andy, most innings are scoreless in a Major League Baseball game.
Yeah, I just.
Somebody, go, send somebody out there who throws hard and can, you know, has two or three good pitches and go get three outs and win a game.
It
shouldn't be that difficult.
I think that we create and have created the pressure of those last three outs because of the way we manage games.
Well, and it didn't used to be that way.
Well, Andy. And the other, how many, I mean, think about complete games and how many complete games we used to see. If a pitcher was on a roll, you didn't care
No. How
many times they went through the order. You let them finish the game, especially if they were under 100 pitches, which, by the way, it was probably long enough to say that they probably weren't doing a huge pitch count at that point, too. And just there's something about that closer role that has always kind of bothered me. Especially when you see a guy roll out there in the eighth who is just on fire.
Yeah.
And just because they don't have that name closer or didn't sign the contract that goes along with it, they don't get to go back for the ninth. And somehow, some way, someone has to become a closer too, right? At some point, if you think Cade Smith can be a closer, that opportunity is going to have to happen at some point. Someone's got to give him the opportunity, and the only way that's going to happen is you either lose faith in your current closer or you trade them.
Well, one thing I think that people might not realize, this whole idea of a guy just coming in, as you're talking about, and just pitching the ninth inning.
Yeah.
It's relatively new in the last
70,
20.
80s?
It was kind of later in Dennis Eckersley's run. And I think a great example of that is Raleigh Fingers. You know, Raleigh Fingers is one of the greatest back end of the bullpen guys ever, right? He was great. And he had 341 career saves. But Raleigh pitched in 944 games, and he pitched 1,700 innings. So he's pitching about two innings a game for most of his career. And he was the guy racking up saves for the A's, but he was pitching multiple innings to do it. It's changed a little bit. When Eckersley first went to the closer role when he was in Oakland, you know, after kicking around as a starter with the Guardians, Indians at the time, Red Sox, even Cubs. When he first started closing games for the Oakland A's, when they made him a closer, he was pitching multiple innings frequently. And that changed a little bit. Like Eckersley's second year as a closer in Oakland, he pitched in 60 games through 72 innings. It eventually changed where it was about an inning per game.
Hmm. I'm trying to think. I mean, who was the first closer you can think of? Wasn't Dave LaRoche a closer for a little bit there?
Dave LaRoche and Victor Cruz here.
Yeah.
There's a guy named Ted Abernathy who pitched for the Reds and he pitched for the Cubs, and he was a submarine pitcher. He was, you know, considered kind of a closer. But here it was LaRoche and Victor Cruz together.
So you go back to
Jim Kern after that.
Oh, Jim Kern. That's right. Yeah.
Was really good.
But I was trying to think before Jim Kern that you had said that. And so I mean, that was 1975 with LaRoche, but maybe at least by 77, he was closing in there.
Yeah. But guys just weren't throwing one inning. You know, they were, it was just what you were talking about, you know, where guys would throw two innings sometimes and get a save.
All right. Let me sneak in a couple of phone calls here.
Which you see when a closer, you know, they'll use Class A and or Wood in the past for two inning saves in critical games.
Thomas is in Shaker Heights. Hi, Thomas.
Hello, Thomas.
Hey, gentlemen. It's always great to see you. Always great to talk to you. When I heard the Emmanuel Class A news yesterday while listening to you guys while on lunch, ironically, I kind of had a real negative thought because. I'm sorry, truck's driving by me.
Sorry.
But my negative thought was, how long has Class A's been doing this? You know, I don't think this is true, but I can't help think but about the fact of how bad he played in playoffs, and I hope that he wasn't gambling on the playoffs last year. I really hope that he wasn't throwing away but I can't help but have that thought. I'm not saying that's true, but that's how sickening thinking about him gambling just really just makes me. And if he gambled against us, I really don't want him to see him play another baseball game again. Because that's the pride of my baseball team. I don't like the fact that he gambled against us.
And if you threw a ball, I'm just asking, and there's no wrong answer on this, but if you have a pitcher that can throw the difference between throwing a ball or throwing a strike, especially throwing a ball, which would be outside the zone, is that, I'm not saying it's right in either way. If you do it on purpose, it's wrong. But is that as egregious as other things?
That's the beginning of the season, Class A wasn't good. That immediately brings into question things, doesn't it?
Yeah, you start looking at things sideways.
I mean,
yes.
And we probably shouldn't, but we're humans. How do we not?
I mean, because if you lied to me once, how do you not know? How do we not know how long you've been lying to me? Like, he had the greatest season as a closer ever, and he started giving home runs in the playoffs last year. Man, that's so suspect to me.
I got to be honest. I'm going to give the Yankees a little credit on that. But now you're right. I don't know how. And the problem is, what if he wasn't doing this? And now we're accusing. We're now looking and micro looking at every pitch he's ever thrown. Right? Like,
yeah, I know.
If he didn't do it, that's the hard part. This is where I'm struggling with the whole story. And like I had said that before. Good conversation though. Thank you, Thomas.
Thanks, Thomas.
Thank you.
All right. Tom is in Mentor. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hey, guys. Nice show, as always.
Thank you.
Hey, what would have happened if the Guardians traded Class A like the day before this all came out, or maybe a couple, like maybe late last week? What would have happened? Would that trade be null and void?
We brought that up yesterday.
I would think the Phillies would complain like crazy if it were the Phillies or the Tigers or whoever it would be. And I would think that trade would be voided. That's just gut. I have nothing to back that up.
Here was another way, Tom. What would happen if they did that and then they put it on hold, or if you froze the situation pending investigation, then you could have guys that are sitting playing for another team that would be actually on another team, and then what if he finds out he's innocent? Then you do it like, what a mess. So you would hope, and tell me this, if the league had any inkling in this, that they would hold up that trade immediately.
Or if it happened like 2 weeks ago, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the other player's already playing, and then they find out that, no, earlier this year, Class A was doing this and that. Like, how would that have all come down? Because, you know, think about it, man. I mean, how do you trade for somebody right now? If you're thinking about it, you're at the trade deadline. You're like, okay, I gotta bolster my lineup up a little bit, you know, get some.
Yeah, what do you think, how do you think Chris Antonetti felt when they told him what was going on?
I know. And now you can't, you know, even if they wanted to move him. But, I mean, you're like, you're sitting there, it's like, what if there's other players that are like right now in the trading market right now that you're ready to trade and it comes out later? You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, imagine we have all these reverse trades coming up next week, or that every trade now gets, you know, maybe there's a 3-day hold period now between the trade, especially at the trade deadline. It's crazy.
Yeah, but we haven't heard of anybody else with any other teams. This seems to be limited to two guys.
I hope so.
At least from what we know now.
Sure, go ahead, Tom.
No Kwan trade. They're going to sit pat. They're just going to let this year run out. I would not trade Kwan. He's got 2 more years left on his deal. They're going to trade him next year. But don't do it this year. He's still contract friendly. They don't want to pay anybody anyway. Just let him stay on the team 1 more year. And let's see if we get some of these young guys out of the farm system.
All right, Tom. Gotcha. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, let me take one more quick one here. Darren's in Westlake. Darren, got about a minute.
Hi, Darren.
My problem is with last night's fiasco. Okay, Classe's gone, whether he did it or not. Didn't Boat have anybody in the bullpen? Who is this guy that was on the mound? Was he up from Akron that couldn't throw some strikes to get 3 guys out?
What are you talking about, Kate Smith?
Huh?
Kate Smith?
The one that fell apart in the ninth inning, yeah.
Yeah, they've used him before in closing situations.
You've not been watching very closely, Darren. He was really good last year. He's been really good this year.
He had a bad game last year, but what happened last night?
No, he's been good this year, too. He
threw a ball down the first baseline, Darren. That's what triggered the whole thing. Don't give up on him.
All right. Again, as I said, as soon as we started the show, please do not make last night's game. You talk about 1 of 162, and I'll go back and look at games where, especially during this post-10-game losing streak, where how many of those games were decided last at bat or one-run games where they had the end. And I always say, you can kind of look at that game and say, man, that was a difference maker. Maybe last night was a difference maker, but I think you have to have a human element understanding. Again, like Jeff and I were saying yesterday, we get the news, we share it with you, and it was like someone just took all of the air out of the room.
It was awful.
And can you imagine what it was like in the clubhouse yesterday? And then those guys knowing that the game had been that they lost, and now they're going to end up. The problem when someone gets in trouble is they're not there to answer their own questions a lot of times. And so now you're looking at other guys in that clubhouse who are now suddenly answering questions they really don't want to answer. And then everyone's walking on eggshells. And now everyone in the clubhouse is looking and going, well, is it true? Is it not true? I wonder if anybody else is involved. Oh, man, that's 2 guys on our team and nobody else. Is the league after us? Like, the paranoia factor goes through the roof in that clubhouse when you have a situation like this. And it's the manager's job to try to contain things and the front office to come down and try to contain things and say, guys, here's what we know. This is the truth. And this is where we go. This is one of those cases where I don't care how much money they spend. I don't care what moves the front office made or didn't make. They're normally pretty good at this. I mean, the crisis management, I tip my cap to the Guardians because they're really good.
As good as you get in pro sports.
It is. Jimmy and D. Haslam coming up at noon. We'll talk more about Guardians. And what are they going to talk about at this press conference, Jeff? I need to ask you. What do you want to hear Jimmy and D. say? That's coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Baskin & Phelps. Baskin & Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We're going to start gearing up for some Brown stuff coming up here for the rest of the show with Jimmy and Dee Haslam's press conference. And by the way, don't forget, all of our press conferences are brought to you by Montrose Kia. Choose, click, cruise at montrosekia.com. So that's coming up at noon, so stand by for that. And then Kevin Stefanski at 1:30. So all kinds of good stuff coming up. It's going to be interesting to hear what Jimmy and Dee have to talk about. Jeff, I got to believe, first and foremost, they'll get into the quarterback situation. And, you know, I would assume they'll get into why they drafted two quarterbacks and how they got themselves into this position. Do you think they'll get into that?
No.
I think Jimmy will say something about it.
Maybe.
Or am I going backwards?
I think you're going backwards a little bit.
Well, it did put them in the position they're in right now. That's why. And so they've never been in this position before. And I think Jimmy likes to talk about the game as much as he likes talking about the business of the Browns, too. So I do think that'll come up.
To some extent. I don't think he's going to give you any, for instance, he's not going to give you his ranking of quarterbacks.
No, I don't think he'll give you his ranking. But what he might say is, this is why, you know, when Andrew did it, we talked about it afterwards, and, you know, I felt good about this, or I'm glad we did this, or I think it's his way of being able to support his front office when you get asked questions like that.
You ready for something I discovered last night, and I hadn't given it much thought, but I was
penicillin, looking, Jeff. That's the answer for it.
It's a good point. You know. I was looking something up, and I thought, well, I'll be the Haslam's second longest tenured owners of the Cleveland Browns,
behind Art.
Yep.
How many years do they have to go?
To catch Art, about 30.
Yeah, so to
say. 24, something like that.
That's like those Aaron boys, man. No one hit more home runs than those Aaron boys.
Art owned the team for like 35 years. The Haslam's have owned the team for 14 seasons.
Best brother combination ever, home runs, the Aaron.
14 seasons. They're ahead of Randy Lerner now.
Really?
As the second longest tenured owners of the team.
It does seem weird, doesn't it?
Yes.
Although, how long did the Lerner family have it then?
Well, now, see, there's a different story there.
Yeah, now I get it.
They're tied with the Lerner family.
So after the season, they'll be in second place all along.
Actually, I think they're actually ahead if you want to count seasons, because Al Lerner owned the team before it was actually a team on the field. But isn't that weird? The Haslam's are
time
the second
flies,
longest
man.
Tenured owners of this team.
I'll never forget how excited I was in that first press conference. It just, when they first got here, and I know that the road has been a roller coaster, but when he took over, I just remember looking and talking to people going, wow, owner who's passionate, wants to spend money, and wants to do all this stuff. I remember sitting here when we found out what was going on.
Well, they've done all that. It just hasn't worked.
That's true.
You know, I mean, they've done what you want an owner to do. Money's been no issue. Decision-making by front offices has been an issue. They've shown continuity with this management team, with Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. I was begging for continuity.
So was I.
And I think they have a coach that I think is a pretty good coach. And I think Andrew Berry has the potential to continue to develop as a front office guy. I don't think he's drafted well. And I think that's hurt the team. But then there's, you know, the whole Watson thing it's made everything even more convoluted. Let's put it that way.
Well, I wonder if someone's going to ask him if he regrets saying swing and a miss on him.
I don't know. I did write down some things that I would love to hear them comment on today.
Okay, what do you got?
And I asked Mary Kay.
Are we creating a bingo card here? Or no.
No. Oh, okay. No. But I asked Mary Kay, and she said, well, we did ask them at the owners' meetings, and she's not sure or doesn't think that the message has changed. But I'd like to find out if it does. Are Barry and Stefanski under the gun? Remember, they signed contract
extensions.
How is he going to
answer? So let me think about this. How would they answer the question? They're going to say.
I would be interested in hearing how they would answer the question. That's the point.
But if you were advising them on how to answer it, because we've been in that spot before, that not them in particular, but I would advise him to say, you know, we believe in our front office, and, you know, no one knows what's going to happen during an NFL season, but we trust Andrew, and, you know, he's in control of the roster, and we want to see how this plays out just like the fans do.
And
that's not a lie. I mean, you've got to be able to make sure you say it without giving that vote of confidence or not giving a vote of confidence, which everybody wants to read into.
Those two guys signed contract extensions last summer after an 11-win season, and then they followed up with a 3-win season. The terms of those contract extensions were never announced. The only thing that was announced was multi-year. So that would mean at the very least, you know, they've got this and one more, at least under contract, because they both had contracts previously. I wonder how they address, and I'm sure somebody will, the whole checking out your draft guy process, because in the last 3 years, they've ended up with three guys, relatively high draft choices, who have ended up in legal trouble, two with domestic violence.
But you heard Mary Kay this morning talk about, you know, Quinshon, and like no one saw this coming. And that they did their due diligence, and did their background checks on these guys. I don't know how you can.
Well, then they better do it better, Andy.
How can you predict what someone's going to do during the future, though?
I don't know, but it's three guys 3 years in a row, Andy. Three guys, all three domestic violence. Perrion Winfrey was waived after he was investigated for threatening and pulling a gun on a woman in Cleveland.
Right.
Well, that's not good. Sorry. And so whatever they're doing, that's 3 years in a row. And you used, a fourth-round pick on Winfrey and two second-round picks. That's just not good. I mean,
how does that compare to the rest of the league, though? I mean, I'm trying to say it's not right.
I care about our team.
It's really
3 years
hard
in a
for
row
me.
Has drafted a guy who's gotten in trouble for threatening a woman.
But if a guy clears background checks and you've talked to coaches,
well,
and you
do a better job.
I don't know, but how much more can you do? This guy has
apparently you need
Junkins,
to do more.
Jeff, Quinshon Judkins had no prior,
as far
no
as we know,
reason to believe. As far as they know, too.
Reports out of Mississippi, his teammates were happy that he left and went to Ohio State.
Okay.
Red flag. Red
really?
Flag. Yep, for me it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're trying to say that if somebody has a different kind of attitude in the locker room, that that's bad news?
Compared to 75 other guys? Yeah,
Do you really think they talked to 75 guys?
No. What I'm saying is if the general consensus out of Mississippi is that the teammates were happy to see him go, I'd investigate that a little bit more.
How do you know they didn't?
Well, they didn't.
What if the coaching staff says, you know what,
Andy,
we had other guys that were...
The dude is allegedly being...
This is not about him.
The dude is allegedly dealing with punching a woman in the face.
Agree.
Perhaps they should have investigated more,
Jeff,
if something didn't pop up.
Jeff, I am not... What he did, I understand, and what we're talking about. But what I'm saying is, you're going to... If the employer had no reason to believe that there was going to be any kind of problems coming in, how can you be mad at the employer?
I'm not mad at the employer.
Or sit here and start questioning how they do things about that. I disagree.
What do you guys think of that? That's 3 years in a row you've drafted somebody who's been accused of assaulting a woman in some way, shape, or form.
So if you're Jimmy Haslam, you're going to say, well, we just got to do a better job. That's
it.
What else can you say?
I'm not going to tell him what to say. I'd like to hear what he says.
Well, what do you think? What would you say?
I don't care what he says. I want to hear it.
I want to know if the tables were turned and you own the team.
I don't own the team.
What would you say?
We need to do a better job of that.
Okay, I just said that.
And if we don't, well, then we're going to have to find different people to run the team. I don't want to be wasting second-round draft choices on guys who are accused of punching women. I'm sorry. I don't want to do that. It's not the type of organization I want to have. Yet they took a big swing and a miss on a guy who had some real issues. And so maybe they need to rethink the way they're doing this. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to tell him what to say. I want to hear what he says.
No, I'm asking, any good reporter has an idea of which way that they know that there are different ways.
Well, ask the question and get an answer.
Yes, that's what I'm saying too.
There you go.
I have no problem with this, but for me to get mad at an organization because somebody went sideways.
I'm not mad. It's their organization. I just follow it. I'm not mad at them. What I know is they have a problem because 3 years in a row, they've drafted guys in the second, and fourth rounds who have quickly had issues when it came to how they treat women. That's not good.
All right. Well, this press conference, and we will see how it plays out. I'm also looking forward to seeing what they're going to say about the dome. I'll be honest, because I just, there are other...
Well, you're hearing stink about that now.
Latest stuff from yesterday?
You've seen stuff. I've seen stuff where all of a sudden it's like, hey, maybe this isn't going to happen. Who's going to pay for upkeep and repair and everything else? There's a lot of sticky stuff going on there that I hate the fact that it's there. There's an opportunity to build something that could be huge for Northeast Ohio.
And that's funny. I wanted to hear if they were going to say they would be willing to host the Ohio High School State Championships. Simple little things.
I'll give you the answer. Sure.
The answer would be yes. Most states that have domes, their state championships are inside those domes in cold weather states.
Why not?
Yeah. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. But when we come back, the press conference, Jimmy and D. Haslam, Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.